This is WSKG News. Public money is often used to fund stadium upgrades. Elected officials say it builds up a local economy. WSKG's Gabe Altieri set out to see if this is true at the minor league level.
It's the last weekend of Elmira Jackals hockey. Not just the last weekend of the season, it's the last weekend ever.
Second to last game in Jackals history. It's the Jackals and the Adirondack Thunder.
The Jackals play in First Arena, right in the heart of downtown. The Chemung County Industrial Development Agency owned it for most of the last year, but the group looked for months for a new private owner. It was a hard sell. In a conversation last December, the IDA's Mike Cruzin rattled off a list of repairs.
The seats need to all be replaced. The suites need to be all redone. You know, there's a roof that needs to be repaired at $750,000. The ice plant's a couple million dollars.
They found a new owner, but he wanted help paying those and other bills, like fees to keep the Jackals in Elmira. The IDA offered to split some costs with the city. Elmira said it couldn't afford them, so no more Jackals.
Again, some trouble for Elmira. Puck is taken away by Brian.
First Arena was built back in 2000. It's always had private owners, except for that brief stint with the IDA. Cruzin says it didn't jumpstart Elmira's stagnant downtown.
Probably the biggest mistake that was ever made is it probably should not have ever been built in a community of this size.
This is a debate across all levels of sport in cities around the country. Should public funds be used for professional stadiums? Nola Aga is a researcher at the University of San Francisco. She set out to find the impact of minor league baseball stadiums on local economies.
The bulk of the teams actually had a neutral effect, which is nothing at all. There was no measurable gain, but there was no measurable loss.
Aga's studies centered around parks like NYSEG Stadium in Binghamton. Mayor Rich David said he's familiar with studies like Aga's, but he believes these stadiums are worth something.
They're magnets. They're destinations. You are bringing people into the city for a specific reason. More often than not, the individual or family will spend some amount of money in the community.
NYSEG Stadium is home to the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, a AA minor league baseball team. The franchise has a private owner, but the stadium is owned by the Binghamton Urban Renewal Agency. In other words, the taxpayers. Binghamton recently got $2 million from the state for several renovations.
A lot of times someone will say, well, why don't you use that money and fix $2 million worth of roads? Or why don't you use that money to lower taxes? Or why don't you use that money for this? Or why don't you use that money for that?
The city can't use those state dollars elsewhere. It's a grant specifically meant for the stadium. Binghamton and the Rumble Ponies applied for the grant for this specific project. The money comes from the SAM program. Government watchdogs criticize this program. They say state lawmakers have too much leeway in spending the money. In this case, State Senator Fred Akshar secured the funding for Mayor David in Binghamton.
There is no local property tax dollars going into this, no local money going into this project. Obviously, there is state money, and state money is paid by the taxpayer.
Mayor David says funding NYSEG Stadium can raise the economic boat of the surrounding area. It's within a few blocks of downtown, but as far as the area around the stadium, there's not much going on. Standing here, I can count the number of restaurants on one hand, but there's one more thing to consider. Aga's study found that AA baseball stadiums, in particular, in cities like Binghamton, boosted local economies. These cities aren't too big and aren't too small. They're just right for a stadium to help, depending on how it's used.
So are they used for high school marching band competitions and 4th of July fireworks, and are they turned into ice skating rinks in the winter? So the more you use a stadium, the more it has potential to benefit the community.
It could be a place for the community to gather for a baseball game or a concert or a graduation. Binghamton and Elmira might not see a fortune from their arenas, but they could still be worth something. Gabe Altieri, WSKG News.